Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's edition of Connected here on He's Alive Radio. I'm excited to have my special guest all the way by phone from Indianapolis, Indiana. And of course, that is Pastor Michael Keenan, and he is the senior pastor of Christ Our Healer Ministries. Welcome to today's edition of Connected, sir.
Thank you, sir. Glad to be here on the program.
And where is your church located in Indianapolis?
We're located at 6635 East 42nd Street in the city of Indianapolis, Indiana.
Praise God. And we were out there, my wife and I, Sharon, a few weeks ago, Pastor Keenan, and we ministered at your church and about five or six other locations out there we ministered at, and we had an awesome time in the Lord. God truly had His way. And what I'm believing is taking place through denominational barriers today is that the Holy Spirit is moving in such a way to cause a great reformation and revival to take place in this land. Can you say amen?
Yes, sir. Amen.
And we're going to be breaking for a song here in just a moment, and we're going to be coming back, and Pastor Michael Keenan is going to be bringing you a word from the Word of God. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I get so caught up in life's little problems, I start buying into believing I got them, but I really don't. 'Cause I can pick up a paper any day of the week and read about people much worse off than me needing hope. I get so wrapped up in worrying about myself, I forget there's a great big old world full of somebody else. But I'm just one man with these two hands, and I'm ready to reach, and I'm ready to touch. So much I can do that I makeup on, taking less than she's worth, selling more than her soul. God help her. I needed two tours and now, and he'd do it all again. He gets his dinner from a trash can, and he sleeps on a vent. God help him. I'm gonna help.
That I have Christmas, and He's Alive is giving the gifts. Partners with your love gift of $20 or more in the month of December, we want to send you a special DVD entitled Sessions, Up Close and in the Studio. On this project, 12 of your favorite Southern Gospel artists and some of their most beloved songs, but watch them as they record live in the studio. You'll hear from the Booth Brothers, Sisters, Austin's Bridge, Judy Jacobs, Mark Lowry, The Crab Revival, Jeff and Sherry Easter, Legacy 5, Karen Peck and New River, Clint Brown, and Greater Vision. Get up close and in the studio with some of your favorite Southern Gospel artists and see just how the anointing falls as they record some of your most beloved songs. Send your best love gift to He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536, or online at he'salive.net. That's He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.
I'm back with my special guest today on Connected, and that's Pastor Michael Keenan, and he is the senior pastor of Christ Our Healer Ministries, and that is in Indianapolis, Indiana, on 6635th East 42nd Street. Isn't that correct, sir?
Yes, sir, it is.
And it's so good to have you on today's edition of Connected. We became friends over Facebook before I met you in person in Indianapolis. And then, of course, as I was ministering and talking before the break, Sharon and I had ministered in your church out there on 42nd Street. And you have an awesome group of people, sir.
Amen. And we received the word that you gave and your wife, and it was just an awesome time.
Praise God. And, of course, you are married, and your wife is a prophetess. And again, what is her name?
Annette.
And she is an awesome lady of God. She began to prophesy during the same service that we were there, Sharon and I, and she is a powerful prophetess, has an on-time word in her mouth. Speaking of which, I believe today God has put an on-time word in your mouth for the body of Christ, and it is a message concerning the Church of Jesus Christ. And what direction are we going to be going in today?
Well, today we'll be coming out of 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. It says, "If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." And today I want to encourage the body of Christ to believe God in prayer, but also to take a stand in this season and time where all kinds of things are going haywire in our country, from the East Coast to the West Coast, all kinds of injustices, all kinds of things are happening. But I'm also reminded of the scripture out of Daniel, the 9th chapter. And Daniel said he prayed unto the Lord, and he was making his confession. And he was saying that we have sinned and committed iniquity and have done wickedly and have rebelled, even by departing from thy precepts and from thy judgments. And so when I looked at that whole chapter of the ninth chapter of Daniel, and while he was even speaking and praying and confessing his sins and the sins of the people of Israel, then that's when he had a visitor by the name of Gabriel, the angel, came to visit him. And what I want the church to understand in this day and time, that we know the devil will not repent. The devil will not say he is sorry for what he is doing. But we as the people of God, as you have been made as an intercessor to stand in the gap, we not only repent for ourselves, but we repent for others. We can repent for what is happening in our land, not only the crime, not only the bad things that are happening, but sometimes even that justice should be served and may not be served, but because we need to pray and to repent for the wickedness that is done in our country, we ask God to forgive us. But what happens is when we, the body of Christ, get carnal and we jump on the bandwagon with attitudes and we jump in with dispositions that are not godly, we're supposed to do something different. God told Solomon, he said, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves." Well, first of all, sometimes our schedule is so hectic that we put God on the last burner. But God is willing and ready to assist us if we put him first. So we have to humble ourselves. We have to draw back from things that are attention and things that take us away from the things of God, and just humble ourselves to lay it down to the side and go ask God for help. And so when we humble ourselves and then we pray and we seek his face and then turn from our wicked ways, like, God, we are standing in the gap. We are standing in the need of prayer, but we've done some wrong. And when Daniel was praying and when he was repenting for the land, when he was standing in the gap, he put himself in position. We have done wickedly. We have killed. We have done things. And Daniel had not did any of those things, but he stood in the place as an intercessor. And when we look at Jesus Christ took our place when he died on the cross. He wasn't worthy to die for our sins. He wasn't worthy to die for somebody that have robbed us and killed. He was not worthy of that punishment. But he was found guilty by the enemy because the enemy wanted him out of the way. And he took our punishment. He took our blame. He took what should have happened to us, and he stood in the gap. So when he was on that cross, he received the punishment for my sin. He received the punishment for your sins. And our sins can be erased because of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ.
You know, Pastor Keenan, let me just interject a thought there for a moment. We have about 3 minutes left on today's broadcast. But in the book of Hosea, chapter 4, and verse number 1, it says, "Hear the word of the Lord, you children of Israel, for the Lord has a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there's no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land." The word controversy, translated from the original Hebrew manuscripts, actually means a lawsuit. God has a lawsuit against the inhabitants of the land because of what you're talking about. There's no truth, there's no mercy, but what you're saying is that Jesus Christ himself, as the sacrificial atonement, stood in our place to take care of that.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And we, as people of God, Jesus said, "Greater works will you do." And sometimes the things that we go through personally in our lives gives us the anointing to stand in the gap for others. So not only do you repent for your sons and your daughters that is in your own family, but you repent for your neighbors. You repent for everyone. And so we have to take a stand as the body of Christ to repent for the land. There will be some that will never repent. The devil will never repent. But we can stand in the gap and say, "Lord, we are sorry for what is going on in the land." And we will turn from our wicked ways. And then the Bible says, "Then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin and will heal their land." This is our land of America. We're not going anywhere else. This is where we live at. We thank God for this country. And so God will forgive the sins of the land and will heal the land because of our prayers and because we are turning from our wicked ways. And the Bible says, when the righteous rule, the people rejoice, but when the wicked rule, the people mourn. So it's time for those that are in the body of Christ to rise up in righteousness and ask our God to heal our land, forgive our sins, so that we all can dwell in the land of peace, because this is our time and this is our season, saith the Lord.
Praise God. You know, this is an awesome word, and you that are listening in the tri-state area in Maryland, West Virginia, and Pennsylvania, you've heard several guests recently talking about similar subject matter and how that if my people, which are called by my name, shall do those four things. Pastor Keenan, we sure appreciate the on-time word that God has laid upon your heart, which tells us here in the tri-state area that it's the same word that is going forth in the Midwest and in Indianapolis, Indiana, and all across this nation and this great world that we live in. Stay tuned. We're going to be back with Pastor Michael Keenan in just a few, and we're going to be praying for your needs.
Heart.
till the very end. It's Daniel in the lion's den. Now is the time to call upon the Lord for rescue. Innocence was found by an angel of the Lord who blessed you. Shut the mouth, shut the mouth. I said shut the mouth of the lions, amen. Shut the mouth, shut the mouth. I said shut the mouth of the lions. He's the living God, whose power is steadfast forever. His kingdom is the one who shall not be destroyed.
From the power of the lions.
Shut the mouth, shut the mouth. I said shut the mouth of the lions, amen. Shut the mouth, shut the mouth, shut the mouth.
I'm back with my special guest today, Pastor Michael Keenan, and of course he is the senior pastor of his church out there, Christ the Healer Ministries, located on East 42nd Street. And sir, we sure appreciate the on-time word that you gave the body of Christ here in the tri-state area, as well as going over the internet around the world via HeesAlive.net. And we're going to be praying over the people's needs each and every day here at He's Alive Radio. We receive mail through email. We receive mail through the regular postal service. And also, we receive prayer requests online. And every one of the prayer requests that have been coming in this week, folk that are dying from cancer, stage 4 cancer, people that have sinus infections and ear infections, things like this. Just a moment ago, I received a word of knowledge that somebody has cancer of the esophagus, and just let the Lord heal that up for you right now in Jesus' name. Pastor Michael, would you lead us to the throne of grace in prayer?
Father, in Jesus' name, we just honor you and bless you as the only wise God, our Savior. Be glory, honor, and majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. And Father, we as your people, we need your help and the prayer requests and the things that we have on our hearts. You are already made aware of it, but we recognize that we need you, O God, in our lives, that we come asking for help in time of need. And so, Father, in Jesus' name, touch every prayer request, every need, every ache that is in somebody's body. We thank you that is being removed now because of the blood of Jesus and because of the word that Isaiah said, that by your stripes we are healed. We honor you, O God. You're fixing every circumstance. You're removing every disease. You're causing mental stress to be vanquished. You're causing, O God, your healing to run through those veins, and you're working out every situation. Father, we honor you and we bless you for the victorious report that shall come behind the name of Jesus that has attacked the situation and fixed and moved every hindrance. We honor you and we bless you for it in the strong name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Praise God. If you have been touched by Pastor Michael Keenan's prayer today, we want you to phone us up during regular business office hours, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday at 301-895-3292. A nice person will pick up the phone, take your call. Just tell them you receive the Lord as your Savior, or tell them that you've been healed in your body, because this 19th chapter of the book of Psalms said, it is the testimony of the Lord that makes wise the simple. Well, God bless you, Pastor Keenan. One more time, would you give us the address of your church, the name of your church, so that the folk in your area out there can attend?
6635 East 42nd Street in the city of Indianapolis, Indiana, Christ Our Healer Ministries. You can go to ChristOurHealer.org or check us out on Facebook.
And that's how they can get in touch with you in case they would like to have you to come to their church and minister as well. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
Well, God bless you, Pastor Keenan. We sure appreciate you, and we're looking forward to having you back real soon on Connected.
God bless you. Thank you for this time, Pastor.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at HeesAlive.net or at HeesAlive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.